Lewis, such a pleasure to have you with us this morning. Head of content at BET.co.za and a former sports reporter, which is actually what triggered me to say, why don't we call Carl? I want to hear from him what we can expect on the sports showdown. How are you this morning?
Oh, to feel weird. So good to be back talking to you. I think the first time I spoke to you was like a week after you started the Breakfast Show. And now I'm listening to you talk French to Jean-Jacques. So a pleasure for me to be back.
You know, I often hear about this French thing. It seems to hit people in the ear quite a lot. Such a pleasure to have you back, Carl. Talk to me about what we can really look forward to over the weekend and in the coming week with respect to sports.
I think first of all, the South Africa-Pakistan series definitely has my attention. You know, we potentially are losing this one because it's 2-1 with one game to play. And I think there's a lot of question marks around the head coach, Mark Boucher. It's been a weird series in terms of selection, also on-field decision-making. So I think the whole mood around South African cricket is once again dark. After I feel in January, after a great local domestic T20 competition, spirits were heightened, you know. But I feel we've regressed a bit, and the feeling amongst fans is this is just not good enough. But I think we need to bear in mind that a lot of our players are playing in India as we speak. Rabada, Lungi Ngidi. So we need to keep that in mind. However, there's just been some brainless decision making, to be very honest with you, Riffle Whip.
I'm not watching it very closely, and I'm not as au fait with cricket as I used to be. That's all I keep hearing is that Boucher has been a very poor coach, and questions about whether or not he's been an appropriate selection to coach the side. So I'm not surprised to hear this at all.
Yeah, we have to understand that Mark Boucher is a legend after a great playing career, but what he's shown as an African coach thus far hasn't been very inspiring. He's lost 7 out of 11 series, which is quite a jarring stat, if we're honest. And then we can talk about some of the selections. You know, Kyle Verheyen, I think he is the apple of most South African cricketers, South African cricket fans' eyes right now. We saw him perform so well in the domestic T20 competition and in the 4-day competition, and we felt he was ready to make the step up. And then they gave him a chance in the one-day series, and he scored a 50, looked really good. And then it comes to the T20 series, and he's nowhere to be seen. And I think this has been a huge frustration for South African fans. And then the other thing is the decision not to bowl Andile Peshlukwayo in the last two T20s. Andile is our number one all-rounder. And yes, he's struggling for form. But the fact that, you know, with Lungi Ngidi gone, with KG Rabada gone, Andrik Nuttall gone, the fact that one of our most experienced bowlers is not bowling, it just doesn't make sense, especially in a time where he's struggling for form and maybe needs to be backed as the experienced guy. So these are some of the things that I think is bothering me personally, and I think a lot of South African fans.
For sure. And then speaking of fans, you know, Formula One is, besides, you know, obviously Lewis Hamilton, I've never really had a huge interest. But this Netflix show, Drive to Survive, has definitely gotten me paying greater attention. We've got the Italian GP.
Yes. I think it's very important to make the connection between Drive to Survive and Formula One, because I just sense there's been this groundswell of new fans because of how well this documentary is shot and some of the stories they're telling. You know, in the last 3 years, it's probably one of the best sports marketing decisions around the globe. I just feel they've done so well for the brand, the Formula One brand, which I feel was faltering a few years ago. But with this Netflix documentary, there's so many fans now know the backstories to the races and the drama that comes with it. Because Formula, there's so much drama naturally, so much money, the stakes are high. And I think the show did a good job of capturing that. And I think they've captured a new audience. And now suddenly everyone's a Formula One expert.
And then the Rainbow Cup.
Yes. Yeah, this is concerning. Obviously, we in the middle of a pandemic, so it's hard to organize global, you know, intercontinental rugby competitions. So the first 3 weeks have been confirmed of the Rainbow Cup, but the first 3 weeks are more local derbies. And I think as South African fans, you know, we are tired of seeing South African teams playing against South African teams. So the issue is that the UK government hasn't given us our visas, because we were some of our teams were supposed to be set up in Bristol and then travel to Ireland, Italy, Wales from Bristol. However, the government hasn't issued visas, and there's a big concern that we won't get those visas. So everything's still up in the air, and there's a lot of doubt as to whether this Rainbow Cup will go through, because it was the first time we were going to play in this new competition with our UK counterparts and Italians. We just left Super Rugby, the Australians and the New Zealanders. So we were trying something new, and now there's so much doubt over it. And it's really concerning, not only for fans, but, you know, for SA Rugby's pocket, the broadcasting money that they're losing. I can't imagine the financial pinch, that SA Rugby is feeling. There might be more player salary cuts. So it's really not a good time for South African rugby. And we have the Lions series, the British and Irish Lions series.
That's right, which most people are looking forward to, actually.
Exactly. And now we're not sure how our preparation is going to be. So there's so much doubt in South African rugby. I just hope that, you know, financially we can survive this.
I know there's so much more to discuss, from the Olympics to the Bafana Bafana coach, hopefully in next week. Thank you so much, Carl. It was such a pleasure hearing your insights. That was wonderful. Very much enjoyed the sports showdown. So much to look forward to. Carl Lewis is the head of content at BET.co.za and a former sports reporter right here as a part of the team. And wonderful to know that he's also a listener.